Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, chickens, it's the fabulous Adam Richard, and this is a bonus Patreon theory. Hey, chickens. We are doing a podcast about a podcast. I know. Who knew this would happen? You could probably see it coming a mile away. In case you haven't heard it, there is a new Doctor Who podcast called Into the TARDIS. It's hosted by Colin Baker, who played the Sixth Doctor. And it is basically a repackaging of many old Big Finish stories into a podcast format. I'm guessing it comes out weekly. It's been out twice. I'll be talking about the first episode in this episode, which is called Death and the Queen. So it starts out with Colin Baker basically introducing the format of, you know, the Big Finish stories that you can go off and buy them from Big Finish, that they cost lots of money. if you wanted to buy this particular story, it's $17.26. Australian dollars, or if you want to buy the special edition, which is three stories, it's $57.59, or you can just listen to some ads and get half of it, or half of one third, in this podcast, Into the TARDIS. That's how this works. You have to listen to commercials. I mean, you don't have to. You can fast forward them like people do on my podcast. Although, if you're listening to this, you may possibly be a Patreon subscriber, in which case, no commercials for you. That is also something you can do. I think they're signed up with Apple Podcasts, with iTunes or whatever it's called this week. So, yeah, if you've got like one of their premium subscriptions, I think you get early episodes, no commercials, all that kind of thing. I don't really know how it works. I just listen to the free one, and I am happy to sit through commercials because I have commercials in my own podcast. They are hosted on Acast, as is my podcast. So you'll be hearing the same three commercials probably, because that's how commercials work in the digital space. Just looked the same. The other day I was watching the Oscars and we saw like seven times in a row one commercial just over and over seven times on 7plus, which is one of our commercial TV stations here and their terrible app. Anyway, Into the TARDIS, the first episode, brings us Death and the Queen, which was part of the 10th Doctor Adventures, the very first of the 10th Doctor Adventures. So it was the first time that David Tennant came back to Big Finish. He brought with him, obviously, Catherine Tait. What a genius move that was. Because it could have been any of them, really. But we all love Donna so much. So it's the final story in this set of three adventures, which is weird because you're like, oh, why wouldn't they go for the first one? But it is fun. And it does kind of feel the most like a modern Doctor Who story, because it starts off with the Doctor riding a horse and he goes and demands to see the Queen. The Queen is Donna, of course. And then they have a flashback to all the times Donna was being courted by this Prince of Goritania. And the flashbacks are hilarious, because every time Donna and this prince are having a quiet romantic moment, you know, they meet at the French Riviera, I think it's in the 18th century, whenever it is. But whenever they're having a quiet moment and he's trying to convince Donna to become his queen, the Doctor kind of interrupts from somewhere. And she's like, why are you here? And he's always like, where's Goritania? I've never heard of Goritania. It's like a made up thing. His name's Prince Rudolph, by the way, which is the most hilarious name for a prince of all time. Rudolph, by the way, is played by Blake Ritson, who you might know if you are one of the people who have confessed to being fans of The Gilded Age. He's Christine Baranski's son, you know, the ne'er-do-well gay son who keeps losing money. Anyway, that's Blake Ritson. He's married in real life to Hattie Morahan, who is a companion to the Eighth Doctor on Big Finish. And you'd know her as well. She's been in everything. She was in that hijacking show with Idris Elba. She was the Home Affairs Minister. What is the Home Affairs Minister called in the UK? The Home Office. The, you know, whoever that was meant to be. She's also in that she's in that Ian McKellen movie where he plays old Sherlock Holmes. She's in the Bletchley Circle. She's in everything. But anyway, she's not in this. It's her husband, Blake Ritson. He's been in heaps of things as well. So he plays Prince Rudolph, who desperately wants to marry Donna and make her his queen. And so then after all the flashbacks, we finally get to the castle. And, like, Donna's basically telling the Doctor a lot of this story in flashback because he has missed a chunk of it. And her soon-to-be mother-in-law is a little frosty. Queen Mother. She's played by Alice Krieg, who you like hardcore nerds will know as the Borg Queen from the Star Trek movie First Contact. I think she's also the mum in the OA. She turns up in lots of different things, but yeah, Alice Krieg is great. So she's the rather frosty mother. And as you know, they're heading towards the wedding day. There is some kind of gigantic cloud that is descending upon the land of Goritania, this weird, I think it's a landlocked country somewhere in Europe that no one really knows where it is. You know, there's lots of those little principalities in around about Europe in the old days before they all got turned into, you know, part of one bigger country. There were many wars. Anyway, Goritania, this seemingly made-up country, this big kind of cloud thing comes and it's killing everyone. So Donna goes out and demands, because they're her people, she feels protective of them, and she kind of makes them all come inside. And then her soon-to-be husband, Rudolph, sends them all back out again to fight against this deadly, monstrous cloud that's just killing people. And there's sort of he and his mum keep having these conversations about what's going to happen when Donna is finally crowned. And it sort of seems like something nefarious is going on. But we don't really find out what, because it ends. And the cliffhanger is kind of weird, I got to say. Like, this episode at Big Finish, like, if you bought this, like, you know, which I did back in the day, it was like a whole story. So because it's, you know, these are modeled on the David Tennant era, so they're kind of like 45, 50-minute stories all up. And I think this one goes for 58 minutes, but it might have some special features at the end where they talk about how much fun it was. But yeah, they, so it's like a full length story, but they've kind of broken it in half for this podcast. So, and what is interesting as well, like, so they kind of snap the episode in half and there is a cliffhanger, but, and it feels like there's a natural cliffhanger moment, but then it goes for a few more minutes after that and then there's the cliffhanger. So it's a bit strange. And then Colin Baker comes on to tell us how much fun that, that David Tennant and Catherine Tate had making it, and then they do a bit of backstage malarkey, which is fun because they are just, they obviously really enjoy hanging out together and they, you know, are reveling in each other's company and just having a whale of a time. But yeah, it's a fun episode. It's written by James Goss and directed by Nicholas Briggs, but it's like, I really love that the way it's structured, like that it starts with the Doctor on horseback and you can just see it. Like you can just see the Doctor pounding through mud to get to this old castle. And then, you know, he comes upon Donna and then they have a flashback. The Doctor even says at one point, like there's a few little knowing moments where he goes, she's like, oh, it doesn't seem like it was only a few weeks ago that, you know, I met the prince, and it was a flashback. She goes, oh no, maybe you've just got hurt your head. You've got a concussion. like, but then they actually have a flashback and it's like really quick cut moments, which, you know, older style Doctor Who doesn't really kind of doesn't sit with it. But, you know, the newer versions, you can do that kind of thing. But yeah, sometimes when Big Finish do old style Doctor Who, they hew a little too closely to the way Doctor Who was back then. It's all a little too linear and sometimes things go on and on and on. You're like, just hurry it up. Like it's one of the things I love about the new series, shortcuts. Anyway, let me know how you felt about Death and the Queen if you listen to it. It's free. It's on the internet. You can just join in. We will continue this if you are listening to this in the regular feed, because I'm going to tease it in there. You can hear the rest of these episodes at patreon.com/AdamRichard.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.